morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the trade mitigation program. USDA launched a trade mitigation package aimed at assisting the farmers suffering from damage due to the unjustified trade retaliation by foreign nations. Producers of certain commodities can now sign up for the Market Facilitation Program, or MFP. USDA provided the details back in August of the program for the sign-up. The program payments for our area are on cotton, dairy, hogs, sorghum, soybeans, wheat, and hogs. Sign-up period for MFP is now open, runs through January 15th of next year, with information and instructions provided at www.farmers.gov/MFP. MFP provides payments to the above-mentioned producers who have been significantly impacted by the actions of foreign governments resulting in the loss of their traditional exports. Eligible producers should apply after harvest is complete, as payments will only be issued once harvested production is reported. For those who completed their application and have already submitted their production, an initial payment was issued on 50% of their total producer's total production multiplied by the initial MFP rate for a specific commodity. Those rates were a penny per bushel for corn, 14 cents per bushel for wheat, 86 cents per bushel for corn, $1.65 for soybeans. Dairy was 12 cents per hundredweight, and for hogs, the initial rate was $8 a head. Second payment period began December 17th with the announcement that the second payment rate would be identical to the first, so those producers who have already received their initial payment should have or will soon be receiving their second payment. Those producers who have not yet submitted their production, their first half and second half payments will both be received at the same time once production is submitted to our office and processed by our office. MFP payments are limited to a combined $125,000 for eligible crop commodities, cap per person or legal entity. There's a second combined $125,000 payment limit for dairy and hog producers. All eligible applicants must have an average adjusted gross income form for tax years 2014, 15, and 16 of less than $900,000. They also must comply with the provisions of the highly erodible land and wetland conservation regulations. For more information, contact your local FSA office and we'll see what we can do for you. Next, breaking new ground. As landowners and ag producers make tillage and planting decisions for the 2019 crop year, we'd like to remind you to consult with FSA and NRCS before you break out any new ground for production purposes, as doing so without prior authorization may put your federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. It's especially true for land that must meet the highly erodible land and wetland conservation provisions. Producers with highly erodible land-determined soils are required to apply the tillage, crop residue, and rotational requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA as the first point of contact prior to conducting land clearing or drainage projects to ensure the proposed actions do meet compliance criteria such as any trees that you might be clearing to create the new cropland. Those areas need to be reviewed to ensure such work is not going to risk your eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators complete a form AD-1026, which is the highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification that allows us to identify whether we need to FSA to identify whether they need to refer things to NRCS for further review. And next, make sure you update your records. FSA is continually updating our producer record database. If you have any unreported changes of address or zip code or phone number or email addresses or an incorrect name or business name on file, they need to be reported to our office. Changes in your farm operation, like an addition of a farm by a lease or a purchase, or changing your membership shares of things like a corporation or other legal entity also need to be reported to our office. Any individuals who will be handling business with FSA or NRCS as a power of attorney need to make sure those forms are also up to date and on file with USDA as well. Producers participating in FSA and NRCS programs are required to timely report changes in their farming operation to USDA in writing and update their farm operating plan. If you have any updates or corrections, please contact your local office to update your records. And finally, guaranteed and youth loans. FSA guaranteed loans allow lenders to provide ag credit to farmers who do not meet the lender's normal underwriting criteria. Farmers and ranchers apply for guaranteed loans through the lender, and the lender arranges for the guarantee. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of principal and interest on a loan. Guaranteed loans can be used for both farm ownership and farm operating purposes. Guaranteed farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, construct or repair buildings, develop farmland to promote soil and water conservation, or to refinance debt. Guaranteed operating loans can be used to purchase livestock, farm equipment, feed, seed, fuel, farm chemicals, insurance, and other things. FSA can guarantee farm ownership and operating loans up to $1,399,000, and the repayment terms vary depending upon the type of loan you have, the collateral, and your ability to repay the loan. Operating loans are normally repaid within 7 years, and farm ownership loans are not to exceed 40 years. In addition to the guaranteed loan program, FSA also makes loans to youth to establish and operate ag income producing projects in connection with things like 4-H clubs, FFA, or other groups. The producers plan and operate, producers' projects are planned and operated with the help of the organization's advisor that must produce sufficient income to repay the loan and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. Maximum loan amount is $5,000, and to be eligible, an individual must be a U.S. citizen between 10 and 20 years of age. They must comply with the FSA's general eligibility requirements, must be unable to get a loan from other sources, and they must conduct the modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work. Have to demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating that project under the guidance and assistance from a project advisor. Project supervisor recommends the youth loan applicant along with providing adequate supervision. If you have any questions about any of the guaranteed or youth loans or other loan options that FSA has, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any of the questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. Those producers in Cass County, we're located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.